I am consenting to that. Okay. So I'll get my gavel out, make it official. And good morning. I'm going to go ahead and call this session of the City of Bainbridge Island Hearing Examiner to order. For the record, today is June 10th, 2021 at 10 a.m. We have one item on the agenda this morning. This is number PLN51880A, a request for a conditional use permit and wireless communications facilities permit to allow the installation of an unmanned telecommunications facility on an existing water tower off of Northeast Baker Hill Road. My name is Andrew Reeves. I'm a hearing examiner with Sound Law Center, who the city has selected to hold certain land use application hearings. And today it will be my role to collect evidence in the form of exhibits and testimony to determine whether this proposal complies with the city's comprehensive plan, zoning ordinances, critical areas ordinances, and the specific criteria for approval of a conditional use permit under section 216.110 of the municipal code, along with the supplemental regulations governing wireless communications facilities in the city and the state. To that end, I received 22 exhibits in advance of the hearing today that I had an opportunity to review. These include a staff report prepared by city staff, the application materials themselves, including the plan sets and several documents of a technical nature that we don't need to get into quite yet, but I've received those along with the review materials for the reviewing departments and agencies that reviewed the application, as well as the recommendation of the Planning Commission and information about the notice that went out in relation to the application, as well as today's hearing. And then I think we ultimately ended up with one comment. I'll let planning staff sort of explain the details of what happened, but ultimately I think one comment related to the proposal, and I think that's it. So I'm going to admit those 22 exhibits into the record. Should anyone have additional exhibits they'd like admitted into the record, let me know when it's your opportunity to testify, and I'll go ahead and address admitting additional exhibits at that time. Speaking of testimony, all testimony today will be under oath or affirmation. That's because we're my decision to be appealed. Ultimately, the decision itself, along with audio recording and the admitted exhibits, would serve as the foundation for any such appeal. I may and often do ask questions of those that are testifying. I'm not trying to trip anyone up. I'm just trying to make sure I have a thorough understanding of the proposal so that within 10 business days of the record closing, I can produce a decision that is hopefully clear and legally defensible. And finally, the order that we typically follow, and I believe we are going to follow today, is first I'll swear in city staff, who will give an overview of the proposal along with any recommendations that staff has. Then we'll turn it to our applicant team to present any additional information they feel that myself or members of the public should be aware of before I make my decision. Then we'll see if there are any members of the public interested in testifying. It looks like currently there are none. So that portion of today's hearing might be quite brief, but if someone hops on, they will have that opportunity. And if appropriate at the end, I'll turn it back to the applicant and city staff to respond to any such testimony. So that's the basics. So I think we can go ahead and get started, and I'll go ahead and get city staff sworn in. So do you swear affirm to tell the truth in the testimony you give here today?
I do.
Great. And if you could just introduce yourself for the audio.
Okay, good morning. My name is Ellen Fairley. I'm an associate planner for the City of Bainbridge Island and the project manager for this application. To get started, I'd like to address a couple of things on the exhibit list. The first thing being some of the digital signatures were lost when the exhibits were merged into one document. That was on exhibit 2, the master land use application. The applicant's signature was lost. And also on exhibit 5, the certification of public notice. So those signatures are on file in the project file on the city's public portal.
Okay, so you can affirm for me that they were signed, basically.
Yes, Mr. Hearing Examiner, I can.
Great, thank you. Go ahead.
And the second thing, yesterday the applicant sent in a plan set with a new site plan to affirm that they will be complying with recommended condition number 5, which requires that the antennas be shifted outside of the rear setback. So I'd like to introduce that as another exhibit. It had also been submitted to the city as part of the building permit, which is under a separate application, but it hadn't been submitted as part of this land use application.
Okay, should we just make that exhibit 23 so we have a complete record rather than replace something? Does that work for you?
Yes, Mr. Hearing Examiner, that's what I had had hoped would happen as well.
Great, so I'll make exhibit 23, the new plan set, and just make sure that gets sent over to David Ortman in my office so I have it for my file as well.
Okay. With that, I have a brief presentation to share.
Okay. And is this a PowerPoint or something to that effect?
It is.
Okay, would you like to make that exhibit 24 or is this just demonstrative?
I would like to make it exhibit 24, thank you.
You worked hard on it, let's add it in. So we'll make PowerPoint exhibit 24, go ahead.
Okay, and can everyone see my screen now?
I can, definitely. Okay. Ms. Spears, can you see that okay?
Okay, good morning. Thank you, Hearing Examiner Reeves, for being here today. My name is Ellen Fairley, and I am the city's project manager for this proposal. The project is the AT&T Telecom Facility Major Conditional Use Permit and Wireless Communication Facility Proposal. I have six slides prepared today, and I will give a brief overview of the proposal and recommendations. The project is located on Northeast Baker Hill Road at the KPUD Water Tower site. The site is located between Pleasant Beach Village and the Blakely Heights neighborhood. The site is currently developed with a water tower, pump house building, and associated ground equipment. The proposal is for the attachment of up to 12 antennas with associated equipment on the water tower and for the installation of ground equipment on a concrete pad with a retaining wall behind the existing building. The applicant proposes that the wireless equipment will be screened by existing mature vegetation on and adjacent to the parcel, topography, an existing perimeter fence with privacy slats on the fencing on the west side of the parcel, and by painting the proposed wireless equipment a dark green non-reflective color to blend in with surrounding vegetation, as depicted on the submitted photo simulations that are included as Exhibit 9. This slide depicts existing conditions on site, including the proposed location of the ground equipment behind the existing building and the existing water tower. The staff report includes a review of the project against applicable decision criteria. The project was reviewed and recommended for approval by the Planning Commission. The Planning and Community Development Director recommends approval with conditions. The Planning Commission's recommendation of approval held substantial weight in the consideration of the application by the director. And this concludes my presentation.
Okay, thank you. Some questions I had, I guess first, could we just walk through so there was a initial application and then it kind of went fallow. I don't know how the right word is, but then it was revived or a new application came in. Can you just walk me through the steps there?
That's right, Mr. Hearing Examiner. This was submitted earlier in the year. Actually, it might have been in August. And then the application was placed on hold by the applicant pending some design changes. And then it was subsequently voided due to inactivity by the city. And the application was then resubmitted with the redesign under this new application that has the A suffix behind it.
Okay, and then just so I'm clear on what happened, there were, I guess, three public comments that occurred when the notice went out for the initial project. And then once the sort of new project, if you will, the updated project happened, staff reached out to the folks that commented. And of the three, only one person got back and said, yes, I support the proposal. Am I grasping what happened there?
Yes, Mr. Hearing Examiner, that is correct. We did get three public comments when the project was initially noticed during the first application. The project was re-noticed when the project was resubmitted. And near the end of that comment period, staff did email those three commenters to ask if they would like to have their comments carried forward or if they would like to submit a new comment. That email from staff is exhibit 14. And only one of those commenters replied to that email and asked that their comment be carried forward. And that comment was in favor of the application. And it is also included as an exhibit 15.
Okay. And then just a sort of technical details. Clearly this is a conditional use permit, but in the city is a wireless communication facilities permit an actual permit, or is it just part of the CUP process? I guess I just want to make sure when I'm writing my decision that I don't miss that step. So am I theoretically approving two things, or is it just a CUP and it happens to be for a WCF? Does that make sense?
Yes, Mr. Hearing Examiner. The City of Bainbridge Island actually does have a WCF permit type, and there are certain WCFs that are covered under BIMC 1810 that the city can approve without a conditional use permit. However, since this exceeded what is defined as a facility 2 under our code, it specifies that it must be reviewed and approved by the hearing examiner and through a major conditional use permit. So the decision criteria is in 216, it was reviewed against the major conditional use decision criteria, but there's no specific decision criteria for a wireless communication facility, but it was reviewed against the development standards of that chapter. So it is actually two separate permits that were reviewed as consolidated review.
Okay. I think I followed you. So ultimately, I should be looking at both the major CUP criteria in Chapter 216, but also the WCF criteria in Chapter 1810, which is covered in the staff report and in the applicant's materials, but I just want to make sure that I cover everything. So is that accurate?
That is accurate, Mr. Herring Examiner.
Okay. Next question I had was, because we always ask, but has the comprehensive plan or zoning code been amended in any way since this application was deemed complete, which would impact the proposal?
No.
Okay. Moving on. And then just so we have it on the record, if you could just speak to it's mentioned in the staff report, but you have table 1809020 use table, and it's referenced to the staff report that it's not yet updated to reflect the regulations for WCFs. Can you just briefly speak to that so that we have it on the record?
That's right, Mr. Hearing Examiner. When this application, or when the applicant first approached the city about this proposal, staff looked at the use table and found that the use table was not reflected, had not been updated to reflect the actual language in the code. And upon consult with the city's legal department, it was determined that the language in 1810 governs and that the city would update the table, which is being done through another ordinance to some wireless communication, or actually it's a small wireless facility zoning control ordinance being considered, but has not yet been approved by city council.
Got it. So the more specific language in chapter 1810 trumps the sort of use language in 1809. That
is correct, Mr. Okay.
Excellent. Okay. Let me see. I think just make sure. And yeah, I think those were the specific questions I had for city staff. So thank you. At this point, why don't we turn it to our applicant representative? So Ms. Sears, I'm going to get you sworn in. Can't tell if she can, maybe her.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. There you go. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth in the testimony you give here today?
I do.
Great. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
So I'll be honest, I don't hear too many of these anymore because the wireless communications folks have successfully convinced the state legislature that there's not a ton of local control. So I don't have a host of questions for you, but any additional information you'd like to provide now would be your opportunity.
I can answer any questions you have. I could add that this is a FirstNet site, and what that means, AT&T is the national provider for FirstNet for first responders. And so that means that there's a dedicated bandwidth for emergency services, first responders, in the event of an emergency. So and I just wanted to add that in.
What was the term? I missed it, Ms. Sears.
FirstNet.
FirstNet?
Yes, FirstNet.
Okay. FirstNet site, and that's allows a specific bandwidth for emergency services and first responders. Is that what you said?
Correct.
Excellent. Okay. First responders. Okay. And then I guess just everything that me and Ms. Fairlay discussed all made sense to you in terms of the timing of the application and the comments that came in and how the code is currently set up, all of that tracks and no issue with anything we discussed there?
No, none. And we do concur with conditions that Ellen has in the in her report.
That was going to be my next question. So you concurred with all the conditions. I guess the only other, I know this was SEPA exempt. Do you happen to know if this was NEPA exempt as well? That was one of the few questions I had.
I actually don't have an answer for that. I can find out.
I mean, it would be beyond the scope of my authority. I just thought I'd ask because it popped in my head. Ultimately, if whether it's NEPA exempt or not is beyond anything I could deal with. So it's okay, not a big deal. I guess the only other thoughts I had, just so I fully understand the project, often there's a backup power source for these kinds of things. Is that what's proposed in that little area kind of behind the water tower? Is that
there's a battery cabinet, and okay. Normally AT&T would put an emergency backup generator in. However, KPUD had requested that no generator be installed. So they're using emergency backup, and if necessary, they would bring a portable generator on site to provide power.
In case of a major disaster or something. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just and keep the site out.
Let's hope, yeah, knock on wood, that doesn't happen. And then we do read everything really closely. I just wanted to ask, Exhibit 2 appointed you essentially as the owner agent on behalf of AT&T, but it said that ran through April 1st. I assume that's been extended.
Ellen, we extended that to April 1st, 2022.
2022, okay. Is the extension okay? And you had already said that you concur with the conditions. So in fact, that is all the questions I had for the applicant. So unless there's any other additional information you wanted to provide, I think I have everything I need to ultimately make a decision on the proposal.
Thank you.
And checking, we have had no members of the public join, which is not a huge shock based on we didn't hear a lot in terms of the application. So, Ms. Fairlay, anything further on behalf of the city before we conclude today's hearing?
No, Mr. Hearing Examiner, I don't have anything else. Thank you.
Okay, so just to review, we ended up with Exhibit 23 is the new plan set that reflects ensuring that the rear setback is maintained, and that's going to be sent to my office. Exhibit 24 is the staff PowerPoint. So those are the two additional exhibits, but I think we can go ahead and close the record, and I see no reason why I would not be able to produce a decision approving the proposal as recommended by the Planning Commission initially and city staff with those conditions of approval. So my plan will be to produce such a decision here in the next 2 weeks. And I wish Everyone the best and good health and good luck with the project. And I think with that, we can end today's hearing.
Thank you.